Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Music and Therapy Podcast with relationship coach Kiana W. Mitchell. I am your host, Kiana W. Mitchell. Well, I hope everyone is doing well and that you have had an amazing weekend and that your day is awesome. I can't believe that we are in season 9 of the podcast. Yeah, it seems like a really long time because when I started the podcast in 2016, I never imagined that we would be doing a season 9. So being here with you today is unreal, but exciting, of course. This season, we are going to be doing a lot of new things. We're going to be doing a lot of fun and exciting things, which includes weekly question and answer sessions in our Facebook group, along with opportunities to be coached by yours truly as you work on improving your marriage. So to become a part of the Facebook group, where I will be doing the weekly live question and answer sessions, be sure to click on the link in the show notes, or you can go to our website, KianaWMitchell.com, and click the link on the podcast page, and you will be able to join the Facebook page. On the last episode of the podcast, we talked about some practical ways to talk with your spouse about money. Here are some takeaways from last week's episode of the podcast. Number one, talk to your spouse in their money love language. Number two, find the right time to talk about money. This one's really important. Number three, work together on creating a budget. Number four, be intentional about your money decisions. And number five, plan together for your financial future. Now, these are just some takeaways from the last episode of the podcast. So if you would like to find out more about how you can talk with your spouse about money, then click on the link in the show notes to listen to last week's episode of the podcast. This week on the podcast, we are going to discuss three main reasons why some unhealthy marriages won't change. So, when we talk about unhealthy marriages versus healthy marriages, I think it's really important for us to know the signs of what a healthy marriage looks like so we can identify if our marriage is unhealthy. So, in a healthy marriage, each spouse cultivates healthy self-acceptance. They accept each other for who they are. They take responsibility for their own emotions and actions, which is important because so many times we don't take responsibility for our emotions. So healthy marriages, the people do take responsibility for their own emotions. They set and maintain healthy boundaries. They deal with conflicts as a team, and they know how to fight fair. Like, fighting fair is the way to go because we know that in life, and especially in marriages and relationships, it is difficult not to fight. Fighting is going to happen because you have two different people from two different places coming together trying to be a unit. So there is going to be some fighting. There is going to be arguments. There are going to be disagreements. But knowing how to fight fair is key. So in healthy marriages, we're not saying that the couples don't fight. We're just saying they know how to fight fair. They have fun together. They support each other. They don't assume what the other person is thinking. They'll ask questions for clarification if they are unsure. They mean it when they say that they are sorry. And they feel as if their partner is their biggest cheerleader. Now, here's another good indicator that you are in a healthy marriage. You have a good sex life. They have lots of positive energy. They don't hold on to grudges. So these are just some examples of what it looks like to be in a healthy marriage. Now, an unhealthy marriage, as you can imagine, kind of looks the opposite of this, right? So when we talk about an unhealthy marriage, some of the things that might characterize an unhealthy marriage might be contempt or annoyance for one another, lack of intimacy, criticizing your partner or your spouse. Now, there are some things that I'm mentioning that is part of Gottman's Four Horsemen. Contempt, that is hatred for someone or annoyance for them. Criticism, and criticism is different from a complaint because when you're complaining about something that someone has done. Criticism attacks your spouse's character. So you see how there's a huge difference. One is an action that you did that someone wasn't pleased with versus, oh, you are the problem. You did this. You always do this. So there's a difference between criticism and contempt. And the reason I wanted to point this out because when we talk about healthy marriages, you cannot have contempt. You cannot have criticism. You can have complaints. You can talk about things that you feel annoy you, but you cannot have contempt or criticism. Did you know that having contempt in your marriage or criticism is one of Gottman's four horsemen? So I'm talking about Gottman. So who is John Gottman? John Gottman is a psychiatrist. Him and his wife, what they did, they have what they call a love lab. And what they do, they tested different marriages. They tested people's emotional response. And they are able to predict with 99% accuracy whether a couple is going to stay together or divorce. And what they have found out from their research is that when your marriage has contempt or criticism, then you are likely going to get a divorce. So if you have contempt or criticism, you are definitely in an unhealthy marriage. Disrespecting your spouse. If you're in a marriage and you're feeling like, okay, I'm married, but I still feel alone, this could be a sign that you're in an unhealthy marriage. Lack of intimacy. Remember, the healthy marriages, they had a good sex life. They had lots of intimacy. But when you're in an unhealthy marriage, you may have lack of intimacy. You could be avoiding the problem. Sometimes couples, they never fight. They never argue. But avoiding issues, avoiding problems is not the way to have a good marriage. You have to be able to discuss these things and discuss them without avoiding the issues. Blame. That's a sign that you're in an unhealthy marriage. And lack of trust. You cannot have a marriage if you don't trust your partner. It is not okay for you guys to be going through each other's phones and checking up on each other. There should be trust. If you feel like you have to check up on your spouse to see if they're cheating or what they're doing, that is definitely a sign that you're in an unhealthy marriage. So these are just a few characteristics of what an unhealthy marriage may look like. So it's easy to see how people who are in unhealthy marriages may struggle with trying to maintain self-care and emotional well-being, because being in an unhealthy marriage can be exhausting and emotionally draining. So now that we know the characteristics of both a healthy and unhealthy marriage, the question then becomes, why don't the people in unhealthy marriages do something to make their marriage better? I guess it's easier said than done, because you can sit down and you can look and see what needs to be done and not do it. Like, for instance, I remember when my husband and I were going through a difficult time, and I knew, okay, so if I react this way, or if I say this, or whatever, then it can make things better. But I really didn't want to do that, because I felt like, well, that's not fair. Like, how come I have to be the one to do the right thing, and he can do whatever he wants to do, but even though I could resolve the issue, it's like, nope, I'm not going to do it. So sometimes people can do that. They don't want to work on the marriage. They don't want to resolve the marriage because they're just like, what's the point? Like, why do I always have to do something? And that could be one of the reasons why people don't do anything to make their marriage better. Now, there are some other reasons which we're going to discuss. So, some reasons that people in unhealthy marriages, well, some reasons of why people in unhealthy marriages may not want to do anything to make the marriage better is because, number one, Now work with me on this one. What if they don't know that they are in an unhealthy marriage? That is a good point. You wouldn't know. The reason I say this is because all of our views on marriage and relationships, the majority of these views and how we think about marriage, how we think about the roles in marriage and relationships, we get from our parents. So if you grew up in a home where your parents were always fussing and fighting, and there's a lot of turmoil, and all of these things that unhealthy relationships were modeled for you, like the disrespect, the loneliness, avoidance, blame, lack of trust, intimacy. So if you saw your mom or your dad constantly looking through your parent, your other mom or dad's phone, or if you saw your parents looking through each other's phone all the time, or following them, checking up on where they were, disrespecting them on a regular basis, criticizing them, blaming them for things, if you saw this, or even avoiding talking about important issues, if you saw this, then you would think it's normal. Because this is what we see. We see the example of our parents' marriage or our parents' relationships. So when we see these things, we might think it's normal. So if you grew up seeing these negative and unhealthy characteristics of an unhealthy marriage, you're going to think it's normal. So when you have to look through your husband's phone or your wife's phone, or when you disrespect them, or when you have criticism and attack their character or blame them, you would think that this is normal, and you would have no idea that what you're doing is damaging to your marriage. So these are some reasons why you wouldn't be able to seek help, because why seek help for something that you think is normal? If you think that marriage relationships comes with sadness and depression and frustration and fighting all the time, you wouldn't know that there could be something better. So this is one reason why people who are in unhealthy marriages don't get out, because they don't know that there can be anything better. Another reason that people who are in unhealthy relationships don't leave or don't try to do anything to make the marriage better is because one or both spouses have checked out. So if you've checked out of your marriage and you're not interested anymore, or maybe they could be afraid. Like, sometimes people are afraid of failing. Fear of failing is a real thing, and it can happen in your marriage. So if you are afraid that, oh, well, what if I try, and what if I do this, and what if I put forth an effort, and it doesn't work out? What do I do? So you kind of see how it is easy for people to get stuck in a rut. So instead of failing in your marriage, and instead of putting in an effort because you could fail, it might be easier for you just to stay in this unhealthy situation without doing anything to make it better, because if you don't do anything to make it better, then you can't fail at making it better if you don't try. But let me just tell you, not trying is worse than failing. I would rather fail 1,000 times than not try. But this is just my mindset. But other people do have the mindset, like, well, if I don't try, if I don't do anything, then I'm not going to fail at the marriage. So this is reason number two why people in unhealthy marriages sometimes don't do anything to make their marriage better. Another reason is because one spouse is thinking about leaving a relationship but haven't made a decision yet. So in order to make a marriage work, in order to put in the work and put in the effort to work on your marriage, you have to make a decision that you're going to stay and that you're going to work on the marriage. If you're in limbo, like one day you're like, yeah, I think I want this to work out. And then another day, I'm done, I don't want it to work out. Or maybe you could be like, I don't know if I want this to work out. And all of those things are fine. Like, it is okay to have questions. It's okay to have doubts. But if you want your marriage to get better, or if you want your marriage to get healthy, then you have to make a decision as to whether you're going to leave or as to whether you're going to stay. Now, whatever decision you make, there's no wrong answer for this. It's based on how you feel, what you are able to put up with, what you're willing to do to make it work. And sometimes you even have to think, like, is it even worth saving? So I understand the questions, but one of the reasons why unhealthy marriages don't get better is because people are wondering, like, I don't know, maybe I should leave. But in order for things to get better, you absolutely, definitely have to make a decision as to what you're going to do, whether you're going to stay or whether you're going to go. Now, I know this all sounds depressing, but honestly, these are the three main reasons why unhealthy marriages don't change. So with that being said, I want to let you know that there is hope for your marriage if you realize that you are in an unhealthy marriage. Now, it is going to take some work to turn your marriage around. Please, don't get it wrong. It's going to take some work. You're going to be frustrated. You might even cry tears of frustration. You might even have to drive around just cursing, screaming, and hollering. It's going to take work, okay? But it's possible to change the course and direction of your marriage. The first thing that I would suggest you do is to begin working on yourself. And so, for example, when you begin to work on yourself, I'm not talking about doing things to try to attract other people. I'm not talking about doing things to make you feel better. Well, actually, yeah. So when you work on yourself, I guess what I'm saying is this. Make yourself a priority. Because when you are in an unhealthy marriage, you're too focused on the issues and the problems. You're not taking care of yourself. You're not eating. You could be depressed. You could be frustrated, angry. And sometimes when we have such strong emotions, it's hard to really take care of ourselves. So I would advise you to begin incorporating self-care into your daily routines. Being able to do things that make you happy or smile more. It's important for you to get emotionally healthy. Be kind to your spouse, but don't focus on them. Now, this is funny. Like, you can be kind to them. And when I say be kind, I do think kind and nice are two separate things. If I'm nice to someone, I'm not going to say things that hurt their feelings. If I'm nice to someone, I'm going to avoid a problem because I just want to be nice. When you are kind to people, you can speak your truth in a respectful and kind manner. When you are kind to people, you can hold them accountable without blaming or without judging them. So that's why I say be kind to your spouse, but don't focus on them. When I say don't focus on them, I mean don't focus on them. A lot of the times we can equate our spouse with the problems in the marriage. So if you're focusing on what they're not doing and what they could be doing, what they should be doing, what they would be doing, but they're not, then you are defeating the purpose of what you're trying to do. You are here to work on yourself. You're here to make sure that you take care of yourself, that you do things that you like to do, things that make you happy, that you smile more. Because when you're happy and have joy, you will smile more. You are here, your job is to make sure you get emotionally healthy and that you are kind to your spouse, but not focusing on all their faults, because we all have them. But you can't change them. You can't change what they do, how they think. You can only change yourself. You can only work on yourself. And one of the things that you can do if you are in an unhealthy marriage is to get healthy. Because if you are in an unhealthy marriage and you're doing things that are associated with an unhealthy marriage, then you have to get healthy so that you won't do those things. If you want a healthy marriage, then you're going to have to be able to apologize and really mean it. Not criticize, not blame them. So you're not able to do this right now, but that doesn't mean you can never learn how to do this. When you get emotionally healthy, then you're not going to blame. You're going to want to find out, hey, what's going on? Why do you feel this way? You're going to be curious and not accusatory. You're not going to assume what they mean. So it's important for you to get emotionally healthy so that you can have a positive effect in your marriage. So working on yourself is one of the most important things that you can do for your marriage. Remember, having a healthy marriage requires that both parties in the marriage are emotionally healthy. But until your spouse decides to do what they need to do to get emotionally healthy, you can take control of your own emotional health and begin working on yourself now. There is no time like the present to start. Now, I can't and won't promise you that your spouse will do the same thing or change. But what I can promise you is that you will feel better and you will begin to do things that may have a positive effect on your marriage. However, if you choose not to do anything, things are not going to change. So if you recognize that you are in an unhealthy marriage, remember that things can change. But in order for things to change, you have to be the change in your marriage. You have to be the one to work on yourself and create positive change for you so that it will trickle over into your marriage. One of the best gifts you can give your spouse is the gift of you being the best person that you can be. Now, the song we're going to listen to this week is called Trapped. And the reason I picked this song is because it is an example of how people may feel if they are in an unhealthy marriage. And I think this song really is a good example about what an unhealthy marriage looks like. So here is the song, Trapped.
Too afraid to let you go.
Before I end the podcast, I would like to thank you so much for being here with me today. I absolutely love hanging out with you each week, and it's always a pleasure to spend time with you. If you love the podcast as much as I love spending time with you, I encourage you to share this week's episode with a friend or family member and make sure that you like and follow the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. I will also love it if you will leave a review for the podcast so you can let me know how much you are enjoying the show. Because I am so thankful to you guys, I am going to be giving away a free gift. I understand that being married can be difficult and stressful at times. So if you are looking for a way to stop arguing and resolve issues in your marriage, then click the link below in the show notes to download your free PDF about how to solve problems in your marriage. If you would like to contact me, feel free to contact me on social media by clicking the links in the show notes, and I promise you that I will respond to your message. Well, I think that's all for now. So until next week, have an amazing day and a wonderful weekend. Bye-bye.